This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
So I get a my phone rings. I'm like just falling asleep.
Oh,
I'm like almost asleep. I'm like, oh,
worst timing. When you're in that twilight where anything could happen.
And when
where your dreams are just
when the dream lord
off,
is like
you could
just
go anywhere.
Starting to tiptoe into
well he's mixing his ingredients, isn't he? A sprinkle of your childhood self and just a dash of your romantic interest and just a bit of your wildest fantasies and a pinch of your most nefarious fears and all these elements, and they're becoming this delicious brew cocktail of dream world. Yes.
And the phone, I answer the phone, and it's the guy, it's the jumble guy. It's the guy that does the jumble in the paper.
Ah, yes.
And he's like,
no. I want to say Art. Al.
Yes. Art Class.
Is it Al? Is it Al?
His name is Art Class. And he. Is like, hey, the jumble's due in like 1 second. It has
no.
to be. It's for the morning. It's like already like 2 a.m. And he's like, I have all the words. I can't figure out how to jumble them up in a good way. He can't do the jumble-fied.
Does he have the comic done?
Comic's done. It has all the words like ready to go.
And he knows what letters he needs the circle to go into the circles.
Yeah, so they're already circled. He's just really having trouble jumbling them up in a way that's like good. And this is like,
right.
I am really, so give me a word. I am really, really good at this. So give me any word and I'll jumble it up in a great way.
Panopticon.
Kind of pipitity. And so like that. And it's the perfect construction to like make it a really enjoyable experience to get to Panopticon, kind of pipitity.
Give me, it's interesting. I'm the opposite.
You want to do?
Give me a jumbled word, and I'll tell you what it is.
Okay. Vevernam.
Pass.
You want to pass that one? Okay. It was Vietnam. That was what the word was.
There were R's in it. In your version, there were R's in
it. It's in the, sorry, yeah, sorry. It's in the, I was in, that's how Vietnam is spelled in Vietnamese. There's two R's. Kevin, give me a word.
Cheesy.
Excuse me?
Yes.
What did you say?
Cheesy.
Why are you saying it like that?
That's not how you guys say it.
Just the way you're saying it is so weird.
It's
anyway,
fucked up.
Cici. Welcome to Hollywood Handbook.
And Insiders.
An Insider's Guide to
guide
Kicking Butt and dropping
names
in the red
carpet
linebacker
always
in this industry we call
showbiz. Big what up to all the listeners. We have two great guests here from another great show. And what is it about these other shows coming on your show that
what
gets
these
ideas
oh my God,
popping
yes.
and crackling? And it's a little like they're the sort of waking dream lords, right? Where they come in and they sprinkle their ingredients on your mind and it gets you churning and turning and you go, okay, I like what they're doing with their show and I don't really like my own show. And is this giving me now... Do I now want to do their show and not my show? You know, it's these feelings that wake up inside you. And so first, let's just say what up, and welcome. Brian, Rana, you're here.
And Brian is friends with the show. He has been on the show
yes.
many times. Nibar Fisa. Interesting.
I like it. Thank you. Yeah.
Wow.
And
he jumbled him.
Mm-hmm. And Rana is new. Is never. And Rana, we have been on this
circling each other.
For so
Rana's a hot ticket. Rana's a hot ticket.
For so long. Nonar. You remember Nonar Garcia Parra?
Nonar Garcia Parra, very famous Red Sox. And I believe a minority or majority owner of the Los Angeles Football Club now.
Mm. And so you've really been following Kip since he...
Well, it's funny you should mention it because Noma, as they we call him in Boston, lived in Marblehead, Massachusetts, which is where I'm from. He lived there for a brief amount of time. So
I do see pictures
where you're from
of him
and where you remain.
Places.
Yeah. Where I'm from, where I remain, exactly. Where I lay my hat, I suppose. Though I don't wear hats that often.
You see pictures of, of Nomar?
If you did, you'd know you hang the hat. You don't lay it.
That's true. It's bad luck
you
to
You want
to
hang
hat,
it on
something.
You wouldn't just lay it down. It's so easy to sit on and then it's and then it's cooked, you know? It's so on true. A hat now.
And then it's one of those pancake hats. Unless it's the type that you can just snap back.
Accordion.
Yes.
I have to say, though, it's the best setup for a great mime. You know what I mean? You sit on your hat and then you get to see them react. That
or a magician.
You
grab it out and then you realize there's nothing there.
All the entertainers I appreciate.
I agree.
Yeah. Thank you.
Brian, where did you see a picture of Nomar Garcia Parra?
He's just all like going over, around town. He's all over Marblehead. I mean,
do you go into the
bank where I obviously do all my accounting for Ask Rana and everything. And I'm a private client. So I do go.
Are you a Platinum Honors Rewards member? Because you must be carrying a pretty hefty balance. I think if you're, you know, combined accounts, but.
Yeah, I am Platinum. I do all the rewards programs. My wallet is nothing but titanium, everything in it. Uh-huh. It's very heavy. It drags me down. But
so
listen,
what percentage cash back are we looking at on that card?
15 to 20%.
Oh my
just
god!
Yeah,
Nibar.
If you fell off a boat, and you live at the beach now, so if you fell off a boat, you would be at the bottom of the ocean in like 15 to 20 seconds.
It happened. Wow. Yeah, Rana had to get someone out with a jet ski to come get me.
Yeah, carrying his own cement brick around with him.
Technically, I was spying on somebody, so that titanium helped because I had my periscope thing. But yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I could see how the titanium would be helpful in that in that situation. Marblehead, so beautiful.
Gorgeous.
I love a beach that is like 4 or 5 feet long.
You mean from when you step onto the beach to when you hit the ocean?
Yeah.
And you must love it. If you love Marblehead, you must love a cove.
Or
an inlet.
Yes, encountering a jetty every like 3 or 4 steps that you have to scramble over.
A nice
I love how huge the grains of sand are. They're basically rocks.
Don't forget the seaweed.
Yes.
Plenty of it.
What's nice for me in Marblehead is thinking my shoes are going to be okay, but I get home and I go, no, I could... Yeah. These shoes are now, these go in the garbage.
And you have to repaint your car as soon as you get home. You have to repaint your car, otherwise it'll rust through.
Fabulous place to live.
Mm-hmm. The best.
So
great,
yeah.
We're a great place to unwind.
Brian, you have moved, of course, to Marblehead to participate in this new podcast, in this new venture. And let's talk about this.
Rana mentioned to me, really Rana's the reason I got so dedicated to my craft, because she was the one who said, it's not going to be authentic if you're in Los Angeles over Zoom. I need you here, even though she's in the next room over.
Yeah.
I need you here to Zoom. And I thought, well, maybe she said, you're an actor. Couldn't that help your character? And I thought, I've never thought of it that way. And, you know, Burbank to Boston on JetBlue is not a big deal. So I ended up going.
I'm all about authentic experiences. And I think that the time that Brian and I spend off the mic is just as important as when we're Zooming each other from rooms adjacent on the mic.
Although that hasn't applied for a while, Rana, because you won't even let me come near you because I got the Sputnik.
That's true.
She doesn't trust it.
The Sputnik vaccine.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, I mean,
speaking of titanium,
so many
a lot of that
marks.
There too.
In Russia? fabulous. Yeah, you should go now.
Right now?
Well, I mean, wait it's until this tent. Is over, but then I would go. Oh, yeah.
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 So we're looking at you two. We're like, God, they're doing it. They're doing the advice show. Like we've been looking at like new form. We've got this Patreon now where like we have how many shows, Kevin? How many? We added a couple more this morning, right?
So there's now 7.
Wow.
Now we have seven shows.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Congrats. Wonderful. That's a full week.
Yes. And we're hoping to get to 19 we're recording this on Friday. So by like Saturday afternoon, we need to be at 19 shows.
Oh,
19 shows.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. For the Patreon. Yes.
Which sounds like a lot.
I mean, it does. It sounds like you have to make up a lot.
How long is each show? 5 to 7 minutes?
Well, we've been doing this one already for 10 minutes.
Oh, so okay.
So, you know, I got to say no.
Can you believe that, by the way? Can you believe
how it's been 10 minutes?
It's flown.
Who's holding you to this standard? Is this a self-imposed standard, getting to 19 episodes by Saturday?
The battery, like, it's the equipment. The equipment that we are using needs to kind of be, you know, if you, like, leave your washing machine unused for a really long time, it starts to grow things on it. We have to be podcasting like basically all the time, or like.
And little... Ron is making a face like, "No, I didn't know that because
I didn't
because I
yeah.
used my washing machine."
Yeah,
but we it's actually are so into the environment.
Laundry. Yeah,
yeah we yeah. just yeah. don't. We don't use the washing
it's
machine.
Probably so... been 24 years since I did a load of laundry.
Right.
I mean, I'll do
my
a load
jeans.
Of towels, you know, at the beach.
I do freeze my jeans.
Oh.
You do not have to
yes.
ever wash your jeans.
Yeah, you wear French jeans, do you?
Yes, I wear French. Yeah.
And Japanese.
What's the label?
APC.
Mm-hmm.
What's the label? Are you wearing APC?
Yes. Always.
And what does that stand for?
Always probably closing. And
it's true.
It's true. Yes, French cold jeans, Japanese denim.
Yeah.
That's a movie I'd see, how those two meet.
That you do. How did you two meet, by the way?
It's a good question.
I was a big fan of Rana's for a very long time, and I was going, this is true, I was going to Budapest after, I don't want to talk
about like that. That's how you say it.
Well, hey, it's okay. That's fine. I had just gotten divorced. My husband had just left me. So do we want to go there? Okay.
We could go anywhere on
this
show.
He's a terrific,
no, if it's something you need to talk
guy.
About.
I mean, he's a terrific
guy. Rana really misses my ex, which it irritates the shit out of me. But
I wouldn't say I miss him. I just think sometimes things don't work out, and he's a great guy.
Nobody's
in
either
wrong.
Of you are bad people.
Doesn't mean he's not a good
right.
guy.
No, of course not.
The fit isn't right. You could mm-hmm. both actually
exactly.
still be
back to
cool.
jeans. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, it is. And I'm hearing all this jeans talk and I'm going, geez, am I the only one? I haven't worn jeans since this whole pandemic thing. I'm in sweats right now.
Oh, come on.
Wow. No, I'm wearing sweats.
That's
no,
crazy.
Every day I wear sweats.
Even when you're in a meeting on a call?
Yes, and what I'll do is I'll put on a cute top, but it doesn't matter because waist down,
yeah,
I'm
you're
so
just like
comfy,
Rand
I'm just
Paul.
In sweats.
Did you see that Rand Paul was wearing a pair of Daisy Dukes under his blazer the other day?
Are you serious?
Rand was? Oh, that
the
is
father.
So Rand.
The father did a show, some sort of a live satellite spot, and then he pushed away from the desk and he was wearing a pair of Daisy Dukes.
The father.
But that's what Ayn Rand
would
want.
Do you mean
Ron's
the father?
That,
oh, Ron. Sorry. Is that who the father is?
The
I can't keep
Ron.
Those two straight.
Well, yeah. Regardless, it's what Ayn Rand would want is just what's the purest expression.
Yes.
You know, it's
yes.
not mm-hmm. it's not meeting some societal standard. It's actually what is the most efficient way to cover my butt and front? And that is... With a minimal amount of
a tiny pair
of denim.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
so everything's covered. And so you've done the job of the clothing and you don't have all this excess, just like fashion waste. And that's what I do. And my sweats are actually very small.
Wow.
Skimpy sweats.
Tiny I'm in sweats right now and I'm in just the teensiest, just the most barely there sweats.
Do they
say
anything on the back of them?
Yeah, they say a few things, actually.
Oh. Wow.
I'd love to know. And are they very thin?
They're very sheer.
They're extreme. Oh, they're tall, feather sheer. Light. Yes. They're
they say so, Paul Scheer on
they're
the
Paul
rim.
Scheer shorts.
Mm-hmm.
Scheer shorts. He really
they're
could
Paul
do
Paul Scheer bread.
They say Paul, so they say Paul Scheer, they say Unspooled, they say how did this get made, they say like Thursday night Twitch club, they say Crash Test, which Human Giant, they say
Facebook or MySpace, I don't know,
they say this, yeah, they say Facebook show.
It was updated to Facebook, Rana.
Mm-hmm. What is it now? Is Facebook still a thing people are looking at? I can't remember.
I don't know. Only parents, I think.
They say Respecto Montalban. So they have a lot.
All his dates, all of the dates, all his performance dates.
So just from the beginning.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's going all the way back.
And they auto update.
Huh.
That is, I don't blame you for buying those. That is, the auto update's impressive.
It's not like.
It kills.
It's like a digital billboard.
It sounds like it would. Right, like a train station, like Grand Central.
It's not digital. There's a
there's like a needle, like a self-activated mechanical needle that is inside the shorts.
Yes.
Oh, that does sound. I have to say, initially I think you were saying that it was comfortable and practical. It really doesn't sound it sounds very impractical, to be honest.
That aspect of it. Yeah, but then at the same time, I am the first to be notified. As long as my app is up to date, when Paul, and I have to plug my phone into my pants every now and then.
God.
So it comes with a docking station. How much were these sweatpants?
Good question.
I hate to put a price on cherished possession like this.
Or maybe they're an NFT. They sound like
The way it works is the sweatpants themselves are basically free. It's the subscription cost. Yes.
Oh.
Everything these
it's
days.
It's like toner.
Yeah.
The sweatpants, were.
And I bet you got it by the year because it was cheaper versus by the month.
Mm-hmm. I did because you wind up saving. The monthly cost by paying for the year is only like $35 a month. Like it's like nothing.
Right.
But versus like if you do it each month. You go, well, I'm not committed to this whole year. I'm not outlaying this big chunk of cash, but it's $75 mm-hmm. for the month. But the pants were only like $99 to start. And then, I paid for the year, or I think I got a 2-year.
Oh, cool.
So it was whatever that works out to. It's like seven grand.
Okay, yeah.
But as long as I plug it in, as long as I keep the docking station updated, which I've been a bad boy about, sometimes I've forgotten.
Yeah, you have to
but
do
I
your
know
pad.
When I know when Paul's going live. Mm-hmm. You know, I know if he.
So
I know if he
do
tweets.
Do they vibrate, or they just the
needle,
the telex needle starts going mm-hmm. as soon as like you it know an stitching. Old fashioned. You were speaking of Vietnam earlier, like during mm-hmm. the Vietnam War when you would get a memo come through the. Machine or something like
that. Oh, remember that?
Yeah. Is it a dot matrix printer
a Vietnam War memo?
Yeah. A telegram, basically. Like a telegram.
So
remember you would get those
then.
Memos?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You have to tear it out of the printer. Oh, you never saw The Firm?
Took forever.
A movie that's entirely about photocopying?
Mm-hmm. It is. It's just Holly Hunter photocopying.
It's those the edges, right? That rip off with the holes in
exactly.
it.
Yeah.
The perforation.
Yes. Yeah. No, that it is that dot matrix technology, but they've just kind of put it into, and there's a pen. You got to refill the ink a lot.
Does it tattoo your leg at the same time, or do the pants only upload when you're not
wearing? I wouldn't call that my leg, but but yeah, I mean, look, it's ultimately it's a needle and it's ink, so you are getting you're getting tattooed.
But we were talking about how you two met, and that Brian was on his way to Budapest.
Yeah. Correct.
Yeah.
And I'm not the asshole who pronounced it that way, for the record.
Yeah, just,
no,
I guess
that
I don't
would
think
be
being an asshole to pronounce
I took some
it
heat
they...
for saying I was going to Budapest, and then all of a sudden Hayes came out with Budapest, which is
Budapest.
Correct.
Yeah, I guess I think it's actually respectful to pronounce it the way that they...
you know what? You're absolutely right.
I guess it's not a microaggression.
Right.
Which
okay,
is
so
what you
I
were
did
doing.
Go to Budapest. I take... Mm-hmm. I'll take it from the top.
So you weren't just on your way. You went all the way.
We went together.
We went together.
Oh, we met there. We met there. We did not fly together.
Rana was, I think, in Italy. And I said, I'm in Budapest. And I'm a huge fan of yours because I had seen her pictures.
I was actually in Paris, but yes.
Oh, Paris.
You saw her pictures. You just go around seeing pictures of people, don't you?
Well, I mean, I was on Instagram. I don't think it's that.
Okay. So that's your. That's how you say that you...
Right. So, I like, mean, when you say you saw Nomar at his picture at the bank, you just mean while you were waiting in line to do your
but
banking.
But also, I never told Rana this. There was a picture of her next to George Soros in Budapest, and there was an X through her face. But I didn't end up telling Rana that when I saw it.
I survived it. I survived it. Yeah.
But so she came out to meet me there, and we had we fell completely in love with each other, and then sort of carried that on.
Oh God, just Rana, over the Danube.
Yeah,
we didn't do
so
a cruise.
Rana gave
on the Danube,
like she gave like a mezzanine
boat that took us up and down the Danube.
You just rented your own boat.
We did actually. It was a sort of a disco boat.
And
that
I had a sparkling wine on it.
You did, yeah, sparkling rose. Well, they have wonderful wine in Hungary.
They do.
A little sweet for my taste, but they're very proud of it. So you tell them you like it.
Isn't that funny? They should call it Thirstery.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
Hang on.
Call it that.
Yeah.
I'm getting this now.
Yeah.
I'm actually
Hungary.
No, stop.
Yeah.
Honestly, shut up.
I took that and thought, what?
I am like so
just
close.
Let him wait. Just let him. Yeah.
Just let me.
The talking is
there
making it really
because
hard.
It's so actually,
Hungary is the country in which.
Just let him get it,
dude.
So yeah,
Brian, dude.
Honestly,
shut up for a second.
Go. Yeah. I'll just see
because I'm honestly so close. I'm going to really enjoy it.
Okay, do it.
But I need you to stop.
I'm stopped. I'm done.
So, oh no.
What?
Yeah. Yeah. And that
he's not,
one.
No, but he's not quite there. I just,
oh, okay,
I could tell that.
Yeah.
This is about something else.
It's.
Oh, we're so close.
Yes.
Okay, good. Yes.
That's great.
That's it. Yeah. He's got
it.
Yeah.
So anyway, I thought that would be funny.
Very cute.
Yeah.
Instead of turkey.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
That's fine. That, just let me say, that is totally fine. No, okay. That's fine. That's totally fine.
Uh-oh. Okay.
Right, turkey.
That's actually really good.
Chicken. Good. Yeah.
You know, we're in the region.
He's thinking of Hungary and food. And like, that's actually, it could have been much worse.
Right.
I love it.
Are
Brian,
there any
I love
other
it.
Food countries besides Turkey and Hungary?
Chile.
Portsmouth.
Chile. There you go. Mm-hmm.
Chile.
Double entendre food countries.
I said it already.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah. Brazil, nut.
Iceland, like, I suppose, if you're the kind of person who likes to crunch.
Well, I feel like if you could do Brazil cubes. Nut, then you could just do like
anything. Yeah.
Well, you could say
Italian
like,
sub.
Yeah. To me, it opens the door for Italian
French
sub.
Bread. French
I think that's
bread.
Okay.
French
yeah,
bread.
I think that's good too. I think that totally counts.
Swiss Miss.
Yeah. Called Canadian bacon. So that's one.
Yeah.
That's another.
All
one
of that, these count. I think. Like yeah. I think Brazil nut is was a totally good suggestion, and I think all of these are also totally. Fine.
Argentine steak.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Or it doesn't even have to be something that's like connected to that reach. It could be like French peas or whatever. Like,
yeah. Or like,
you know,
can you take my order for food, please?
Yeah. Yes.
See, exactly. That works for me.
Yeah.
Exactly. All of these are fine.
Hey, hurry up with the eggs and bacon. I'm rushing here.
Yeah.
There you go.
That's
your dressing. Of course.
And that's perfect. That's really good.
Yeah.
So we're looking at you two and we're like.
So we're just moving off the food countries. I'm not saying we shouldn't, but it feels feels to me like you're moving off of it. Now, it was a very rich run. We found all kinds of wrinkles in it. So we may be done exploring.
I started it with Brazil nut and.
And you're now ending it is what I'm gathering.
Also, just to support Sean in this moment. I also think it's really sort of like unnecessary for you to say that you started it.
Correct.
I mean, you know, that was seems like.
I didn't want to get into that.
I agree that it's unnecessary because everyone knows. Like, everyone was here. Yeah. Everyone heard it. Like, so
yeah,
I agree. I don't even need to.
Brian said Thirstery.
But then,
I said Thirstery.
Hayes started the run where it didn't have to work.
I said Turkey.
Right. Yeah. That's true.
Yeah. In Fantasies, yeah. He started the runway. It didn't have to be consistent.
Hayes opened it up to be.
I opened it up to be basically just anything.
Yeah.
So like
much more inclusive. Much more
Hayes. Hayes. Yeah. Hayes are what's Hayes are what horse it eats.
Yeah, and we've done that.
we've done
that other show. Before.
We've done it, but I liked it when Brian did it.
That's come up before. Yeah.
Oh, that's funny. That's really funny.
And it'd be great to like listen. You know,
the way
like
Brian did it.
Like just to listen to every episode before you.
I actually got it this time.
Every episode?
All seven of them?
So this kind of all of our shows, yeah.
There's seven.
So this
styles
kind of thing
of
isn't
episodes.
Happening. So
just
like
those seven. Oh, I see.
I do apologize. You're right.
The seven episodes you meet in heaven.
I should have shown up a little more prepared. Sorry.
And Kevin, I think it would be nice to let Kevin do one. That's what I was kind of like getting towards, is like not shutting it down, but it'd be nice to let Kevin do Food Country as well.
Well, you were so critical of his use of cheesy earlier. You can't possibly.
It didn't sound like that's what he was saying.
To wade
he said it,
back
he said
into
it like
food.
He was saying, he was spelling it like with a J somewhere at the beginning.
Yeah, cheesy? Wasn't it like that? Cheesy? Yeah.
Cheesy. It was it, like, to me, it was gross. But he's had so he's had a lot of time now to think about Food Countries and a really good one. And so like, let's
come on, Kevin, you got this.
Oh, Paul just posted some fan art. Paul Scheer just posted some fan art.
Is it updating on your shorts?
It is.
And you can, it's basically like a Braille type experience for you now where you don't even have to check. You can like feel it in a tactile way and you can basically see it in your mind's eye.
Oh, yeah. It's going to, well, my third eye and my sacrum were connected already.
Wow.
Sure.
Yeah.
But you can't see us right now. While that's happening, your visual field is totally taken over by the fan art that Paul Scheer posted. Mm-hmm. And you can no longer see any of us.
What movie is it a poster for?
Hang on. I got to feel.
It's okay. It does it like we talked about, like a dot matrix. It is like coming through line by line.
Oh, right. This could take a minute. Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, like in the movie No Way Out. Another movie that's about waiting for a printer to keep printing. Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
What other movies?
You know, it's not a movie I know.
No Way Out? No way.
Oh, I know No Way Out.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
No, the
oh,
one
yeah.
That's on.
Oh, the one Paul that's the coming sheer. In.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah.
You don't know
it's
this
one
movie.
Of these ones where I'm like, I not only do I not know it, I literally don't know how it got made.
Beverly Hills Chihuahua?
That's cute.
They would have done that. Or they're not.
That must have already been done. Yeah.
Come on.
Hotel for Dogs, anything like
they've
that.
They've done all right stuff.
Dunstan no
all
dogs.
The dogs. The dog movies are done.
Cool Runnings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Misery.
And Kevin, we were giving Kevin the space to. There should have not been so many dogs in that movie.
In Misery?
In Misery, yeah.
Yeah.
It's like all that, like. It just. It made the.
It made the world too big, didn't it?
Yeah. Yes, absolutely.
I agree, because one of those dogs could have done something.
Right?
It's distracting to have them around. They don't end up playing into the story that much. Some of them seem like, to Sean's point about the world being too big, that they come in from the neighbor's house to just like hang out and stuff. And then it's like reducing the feeling of isolation that there are so many dogs.
Some of them have jobs. Like one of them has a vest and a hard hat.
Yep. One of them's a maitre d'.
And I'm going, so there, you know, again, it feels like the world is very big because there are so many different people these dogs are interacting with and none of them are noticing anything different about like how the dog's home life at this point. It just doesn't add up for me.
I understand.
Yeah. You would think one of the dogs would tell the owner.
Right.
Well, especially the one dog that's a police
client.
Officer. It's like, this is a crime that's happening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
like this client. Dog is a sheriff and there's a crime taking place in the next room. I understand you have some loyalty to your owner, but you would think they would at least feel some duty to report it. I mean,
not
I guess
to mention,
that's
don't
good
they have
social
a very their
based
senses
on what we're
are
seeing
so
now.
I'm sure they at some point James Caan bleeds in that movie, probably.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
so it seems like they would be attuned to that.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, dogs are selfish.
Search dogs, rescue dogs.
Right.
Yeah. And we lost, it looks like Sean is frozen, but he's actually like, he's just going to think about this for a little while. This has happened on a lot of shows.
He's in his third eye.
Yes. Yeah. He has receded into his sacrum, which is, are you back already?
Wow. So Paul's got some pretty cool stuff cooking up. It was like a throwback Thursday to a Black Monday, like behind the scenes shot.
Right. I'll definitely look that up.
A throwback Thursday on a Follow Friday.
I know.
To a Black Monday?
That's pretty nice.
Well, it's like it's become divorced from the day itself, right? It's just means an old photo at this point.
Always and probably the, closing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Language is so
beautiful.
Flexible.
Yeah. I love
and Kevin
language.
Kevin was going to do a food
country. Oh yeah, did you have a food country, Kevin?
Germany.
And so germs are not food.
Yes, they
there
are.
Aren't
they shouldn't be.
Thank you, Brian.
But I don't know that I'm agreeing with you because they are not.
Yeah, I agree too. They are.
Maybe if you're a microbe, they might be food for you.
Is like a specific thing with Kevin, where Kevin is working very hard to build his personal immunity by eating every germ.
Oof, Kevin. So, I don't think.
Thank you, Brian. Please, finish that. Finish
I'm
that
not
thought.
Like this is an area where I am not. You know, bon vivant or what? I'm not an expert on this, is what I mean to say. I was just trying to say in different language. Hmm. Kevin, I think it's a really bad idea for you to eat germs. So that's my story. That's my story.
And he does handle it in sort of a bon vivant way. He talks about the mouthfeel of different germs.
I do.
The
I just
nose.
I was, yes. My the nose and mouthfeel of a germ is not as good as like a Pepperidge Farm or something. You know what I mean? Like, I know that. So, yeah.
This is going to make him want to do it more. I would say when you tell Kevin, like, hey, I think this is a bad idea, he gets very
well, that's all teenagers. That's all teenagers.
It's all teenagers. That's right. And
if it wasn't for germs, there's so many wonderful foods we wouldn't have, though.
That's true. Like, what is it called?
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Cheese.
I agree.
Kombucha.
Nerds.
Cheesy.
Nerds look like little cheesy. Germs, kind of, huh?
Yeah.
Little
cheesy.
Creatures on the box.
Also, cheese, kombucha.
Nerds rope.
Cheesy.
Yeah. Nerds chewy rope. Nerds.
Wine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Kevin was only saying, like, oh, this wine, this ruined the germs.
Yeah.
That's what he said. This absolutely.
It pisses me off. It
absolutely ruined some good germs.
Yeah.
It's gross seeing him eat all these germs. So
a real flagpole licker.
We wanted to talk about.
Well, don't blow by flagpole licker. What the fuck are you talking about?
You know what? First of all, Sean, you don't talk to Rana that way. Okay.
It's a little
I don't
extreme.
Know who you think you're talking to, but this is, I mean, she is a woman of a certain age.
Yes, and it's very obvious. She's talking about the Harvey Danger song Flagpole Sitta, but in this case, it's
licking it while you're sitting on
licking.
It.
Yeah. Kevin likes to lick where other people have put their hands or where they've
like
been
a flagpole.
Playing.
Like a flagpole. The thing that everyone, you put your hands on it.
All the patrons
when
go up and pet the flagpole.
When they have to put the flag up and down, they have to touch it. Or children
they have to touch it.
They have to touch
like
the pole.
Children like to play around a flagpole.
You might think, they're not touching the actual pole when they're pulling it up and down. They're touching the sort of pulley apparatus that sits just.
But if they lose their balance.
Yes, they get dizzy.
Yeah, then they have to hold it
afterwards. You've never spun around a flagpole, Sean.
This is coming at me? Well, I made a vow to always be honest with my listeners. Yes, I spun around a flagpole twice today.
Yeah.
I've seen Sean be in love. Today, actually, one of the two times Sean fell in love and then he like did the thing where he puts one hand on the flagpole and like goes all the way around.
Exactly.
Oh, I love the singing in the rain kind of.
I get tangled up in the flag.
Exactly like that. Yeah.
Have to get cut out of it by paramedics.
Shit.
Hollywood Handbook. Guys tend to think looking sharp means starchy Oxfords and stiff chinos rather than effortless comfort, but it is possible to have it both ways. Mack Weldon makes timeless apparel with modern performance fabrics for guys who want to look and feel sharp without sacrificing comfort. We're so excited to be working with Mack Weldon again. We wear Mack Weldon stuff. I'm wearing a Mack Weldon sweatshirt right now, but it has been, we've had a few years
they
in
make
the wilderness.
Great stuff. Yeah. And we, yeah, we had a little bit of a period where we were not actively engaged in this partnership with them. It was really hard on us. I like to think it was hard on them. I don't know. That wasn't expressed to us ever. We
Nothing
struggled
was.
In that
yeah.
time.
And that was, I think, part of it was like really wanting to maintain a total separation from the partnership for a while. We are back. Mack Weldon, the underwear's great. The Ace sweatpants.
The sweatpants I have always loved. I recently ordered, and I will report back on them in the next ad, fingers crossed, if we have one, and I hope we do. What's going on? But I did order a polo shirt.
Wow.
A silver, and silver is their special fabric that is like antimicrobial. I got the Silver Peak polo shirt. And I don't really wear those, but I do kind of like them. And this could be a whole new me that you end up seeing.
And so people might be asking, we'll just cover it in this ad before we move forward. What happened to Mack and Weldon, the prospector characters you used to do for Mack Weldon ads? Mack and Weldon are dead. We want to like underscore that fact. It was very important to.
Yeah, it was. It was not the only reason that for the break, but we did give them their space. We did take a break, and Mack and Weldon wasn't not a reason that we came to that place with this company, and so they are dead. You know, no reason to go into any of the gruesome details. Those characters have been killed, murdered. And that's how they're dead, was not natural causes, was not anything peaceful. They're gone.
Breathable underwear that keeps you cool, dry, and comfy all day. Crazy comfortable but elevated sweatpants from the Ace collection. The Silver Peak polo, the Silver Crew neck t-shirt. Great stuff. Get it at Mack Weldon. Timeless looks with modern comfort. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 20% off your first order with promo code THEBOYS. That's M-A-C-K. WELDON.com, promo code the boys.
Let's face it, folks, shopping for loved ones can be difficult, but Aura is making it a lot easier. Are you looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the moms in your life? I know I am. Aura frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can personalize the frame with preloaded photos. So I took advantage of this. Obviously, people know I'm a wife guy, and my wife is also a mom. So for Mother's Day this year, I know I want to give her something special that makes her life a little bit easier. So I'm going to preload the Aura frame with images of gifts that I want her to buy me. That way, I'm taking so much of the pressure of shopping for me off of my wife. It's called being a considerate husband, and I can't imagine a better gift than a frame with a series of images of items I wish I had. From grandmothers to new mothers to aunts to even friends in your life, everyone will love an Aura frame. It was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages, and they make it easier to let them know where they've maybe been letting you down and not getting you exactly what you want. That's why there's nothing more passive-aggressive and thoughtful than an Aura frame. Right now, they've got a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code THEBOYS at checkout to save. Oh, and terms and conditions? Yeah, they apply.
Hey, did you guys know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had about like maybe 3-4 subscriptions. I couldn't believe it when they showed me I was paying for 5 million subscriptions every month. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, just never ending. I had a subscription. I had subscribed with the police for a permit to smoke trees. This was many years ago. I mean, like, I barely used it. I haven't smoked trees in like in many, many years. And they make it so hard to cancel. You have to go to the police station. They're like, you sure? Sure would be nice to like smoke down a big ass tree right now. And like they just make it seem more appealing than it actually is. Thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on that subscription. Any other, they went down to the police station for me. They talked to the chief. Like, they make it so easy. They find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions. They monitor your spending, help you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. You have full control over your subscriptions, a clear view of your expenses. They're all in one place. Over 5 million users. They've saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions because, yeah, I mean, each one, just like do the math. I had 5 million. Each would cost $100. Saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/the boys. That's rocketmoney.com/the boys. rocketmoney.com/the boys.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe, now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
So we want to do one of these. We want to do an advice show where it's like me and Sean, but we don't want to do me and Sean doing it.
Because who wants the advice from us? And also, like, who wants to really be us for as long as we have?
Yeah. And so we have these kind of like, we want to do it as characters, which I know, Brian, you for this show have really like sunk yourself into this sort of like Brian character.
You're deep inside this.
I wear a wig.
Creation.
I don't wear glasses for the character.
Yeah.
It's a whole different me. Yeah. I would say, I mean, I think number one, and we were sort of mentioning, talking about it earlier. I think, and Ron, I don't know what you think, but I think these guys need wigs for sure.
Oh yeah.
I mean, I've been wondering.
Or different wigs than what they're wearing.
That's true. Where did you get these wigs?
Yeah.
This is not an entire wig. Only parts of this are
Oh,
wigs.
It's just a
Hayes has like extensions.
Yeah. Oh.
It's just a piece that you clip
like
in around
string.
The crown. Yeah, like a fall.
I bought mine
at Ricky's and it was
in
blue.
New York?
Yes. Right.
Love Ricky's.
Right.
That's
by,
a great place to pick up
Chelsea.
A wig if you're in New York and you just only have a few minutes.
You're in a hurry.
I land at in Teaneck and I go straight to Ricky's.
Ricky's is. Yeah. I mean, where else am I going to get my
Well, I sit down in the cab and the cab driver goes, let me guess, Ricky's.
Yeah.
Sure. They know the type.
Face paint. Yeah.
Exactly.
You're going to need some. Yeah, sure.
Yep. Okay.
So you've got a few Ricky's wigs, is what you're saying, in your closet.
I've got the one
which
on.
Which is the one you're wearing.
The one on, that when I purchased it, it was blue. And then, so I had to dye it.
Yes.
And I think it came out pretty lifelike. I mean, it didn't hold up to the dye too well, so I obviously lost a lot of the wig.
Right.
But this is what's left, and it's sitting on there okay, but I think for these characters, we're workshopping, but I think they'll probably be named Bumby and Sticko. Mm-hmm. And so Bumby and Sticko would be doing the advice show. And we don't know who's who because we don't have our wigs yet.
Yeah. We know, but we've talked about like their main thing is they're very hot.
They're like, it's sweltering.
Popula?
No, they're kind of loners. They're like very, very hot.
Because they're that hot.
Yeah. Oh, hot as in attractive.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
They're extremely attractive.
So we're doing masks and wigs. Is that what's going on?
Doing masks, wigs, and I wouldn't mind one of those sort of upper body muscle things like on Arrested Development. He was wearing one for a while.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Who was wearing one?
With like more definition.
Who was wearing on Arrested Development?
Jessica the young Walter. Gentleman.
Rest in peace to Jessica Walter, but yes, famously she on that show, that actress herself was wearing.
I see, because
she had to get
suit.
Into what a character?
Suit.
That's right.
I'd like a Hans and Franz, possibly sort of
pump you up. Yeah,
yeah. I want to be pumping you up.
Hayes,
it's okay. I don't have to take credit for the
food. It's for Sean.
Conversation.
I heard it afterwards because I was first picturing the Jessica Walt, you know, that one. And then when it reached me, the Hans and Franz, I said, oh man, yeah, that would be great for me to pump you up like that.
That is, so you should, and you know what you could do? You say, we're here to pump you up with advice.
We'll pump you up with advice.
That feels cute. Very Sticko to me. Less Bubby, more Sticko.
That is
Bumby.
I think it's Bumby, like Gumby. Yeah.
Oh, Bumby? I thought it was Bubby.
No.
Bumby
and Sticko.
Not even close.
Guys that you want to get advice from.
Yes.
Who are also loners.
What
would their jobs be?
It's tough to like describe.
Models? Oh, okay.
What they're like. So, but they do. I don't know what the name of this job is, but they bust ghosts.
Oh, okay.
What would you call that?
Paranormal police.
The paranormal police.
Right.
Yes.
Spirit busters. Yeah.
Spirit busters.
I think the paranormal police is
that's the one.
Is totally fine. Yes.
Okay.
That's great. And they go around just like capturing, imprisoning ghosts. All female ghosts.
All female.
Why?
Yes.
I mean, I would leave out the word imprisonment.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, they've done really bad stuff.
Yeah.
Well,
crime.
I mean, maybe they got a raw shake.
Bumby and Sticko.
No, Bumby and Sticko are.
Bumby and Sticko kick ass. They're giving advice. Yeah. They're hot as hell. They're ripped. Yes. The paranormal women stand no chance.
Why don't they have any friends?
They seem unapproachable, even to each other.
Oh, because
they're not really good friends with each other.
It's one of those
they're
things.
Like so hot.
You know, when you're so hot that you don't get asked out. It's like, how are you single when you're so hot? And it's like, well, no one will ask me out.
I?
You know?
Yeah.
And that is happening to them.
Well, they say you're
but with friendship.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Another thing. They say. You're too funny. You're too smart. Yeah.
Right.
You're
yes.
too put together.
Yeah. I always tell Ronna she has to be the one to approach a man because they're going to be too nervous.
Yes.
But exactly. Who wants to date a man you have to approach?
And like, I never did this, but if I had approached like Avril Lavigne when I was like in middle school, she would have been,
I could totally do it
now.
Right.
Yeah, like middle, early high school. I think she would have been like, oh, like no one has actually like been kind of brave enough. People are like intimidated by me because of my outfit
and her rock persona. Yeah.
Exactly. But like actually, I really would. I wanted someone to approach me like this. And like,
yeah.
And if I had approached like Carly Simon when I was in middle school or something, I feel like it's like obviously beautiful singing voice.
Yes.
You know,
and that's the least. I mean, it's the songwriting.
Same. Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
The songwriting. That song, Attitude Dancing, so good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Gorgeous woman. But I think she probably would have had a similar reaction where she would have said, wow, no one's been bold enough to this point to really just come up and lay it out there and say, hey, I'm into you. Are we doing this thing or not?
That is so sexy. But then you would have run the risk of being the subject of You're So Vain, which no one wants that.
Yeah. But it could have been in this case, like You're So Vain and that's good. And
that's what attracts me to you.
You're so vain. You had enough confidence to finally approach me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that.
Yeah.
That could have been actually a positive.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
And it scans.
What scans?
You had that conference finally approach me.
Oh, mm-hmm. Oh, you're right. It's perfect.
It scans with the meter.
The meter, like, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, I don't know what any of those words mean together.
I guess it just means like it fits.
Yeah, it's just like music. Language, oh. we talk about this.
It's like you walked up to ask me out, and I could tell you were in middle school.
Right.
Now, is that you or Bumby singing right now?
Oh, yeah, what are the voices?
That's Carly Simon.
Oh.
That's Carly Simon singing about me, Bumby.
Yeah.
Lucky you.
With an M, yeah.
Do you all have voices for Bumby and Sticko?
Not really, right? They don't.
Not
they haven't
finished.
Do they talk? Yeah. Okay.
Sean, do you want to do? Sean has one that is definitely part of the way done.
Okay.
Yeah. Hang on.
Oh, he's stretching his face a lot.
Hang on.
Pass the pepper.
Hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
So it's like very dignified.
Yeah.
I mean, this is an...
It doesn't scream, let me ask you for advice. And
it screams 55 to 60. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've been playing with a variation on it.
Okay.
Tight sphincter. That's what I'm getting from that voice.
Totally.
Pass that pepper.
Oh, even tighter.
Yeah, that is...
That's worse. That's worse. That's it felt worse as I was doing it.
Notice now that he's now specified which pepper.
Yeah, there's two peppers.
It was more specific in content.
Oh, I thought it was a colloquialism. I thought it was geographic. Pass that pepper. You know, just that's how they say it.
But that could work that way, whereas the first one, it's pretty clear, you know, he's asking for pepper.
Yeah. Right.
But it doesn't have to be that. It doesn't have to be any of this. You know, I think the wig will bring a lot of the voice with me. And also I was thinking
and
getting
the walk.
Like really tiny, you know, glasses.
Okay.
How small?
What do you think that's going to bring?
Yeah.
How small?
Yeah.
Well, they're definitely going to be, they have no like arms on them.
They
they're
just rest
just pinched
on your
over,
nose. Yes.
Just pinched over the nose.
A pince-nez. Is that what it's called? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Pince-nez. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I
so
don't know
a really
ton about
hot guy in a wig with tiny glasses.
Yes.
Muscular.
Oh, in the muscular. That's
yeah. Right. With like super well defined, but huge as well. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Right.
And so like massive.
So many like rivulets. Also, we're looking at a pretty complicated topography of musculature.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, can I ask you guys an advice question, and maybe you could help me?
Sure, we'll try.
What Sticko's voice sounds like. And that's actually fine because so far...
Oh,
he is
I'm
not...
so sorry.
No, that's okay. And like maybe you were picking up on this, but like he is hard to hear over the sound of the paranormal pistol that he is constantly
reloading,
firing
right
at these spirits. The sound of the reloading is really... It's a Walther... like
P22,
yes.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Paranormal version.
Right.
Yeah. Mm.
And so it's like it's very it just kind of like hooks on to the index finger, basically. It's like just a little hidden thing. But it's shooting out the ectoplasm and it's loud. Yeah.
Rana, do you own a gun? That's a serious question.
Rana, you should get a gun.
I do not.
Rana, how many guns?
I was just curious.
I do not own a gun, but
dream gun. Go.
You want a gun?
What's your dream gun?
A Derringer.
Oh yes,
oh.
And it fits right in the top of your boot, huh?
Yeah. Do you like that for me? A Derringer.
Nice high boot, and you pull the Derringer out.
Yeah.
Yep.
Not so fast.
Yeah.
I love it. Could be
just
perfect.
Like,
or something in
just
your,
like Sticko. I keep it in my stocking.
Is that what Sticko does? He keeps it in his stocking.
Any gun that small, you have to keep in your pantyhose. Yeah,
that's true.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Or in
the
a
tiny
gada.
Gun.
In a
right.
gada, yeah.
That's true.
Yeah,
very sexy.
Rana could have like a wrist mechanism that goes like all the way up her forearm.
Rana's got a 007 something going on.
Yeah,
for sure.
It would appear to be something else. It would have to appear as something mm-hmm. else, and then
right.
You know, like an umbrella that has a camera or a gun at the end of it. Yeah.
Yeah. Or like a
cat.
Corsage that squirts water.
Mm-hmm. A cat, correct.
Yeah.
Could look like a cat. I'm not really. Like, oh, a cat. I thought you said. I was going to say I'm not really a cat person. So that.
Yeah, no,
tricky,
I know. I know that. That's why I didn't say that. And I never would.
But I guess, yeah, I guess, well, I mean, nobody asked Bumby, but in character, I guess Bumby would probably
want. I feel like
we're
hurting your feelings a lot on this show. Both
no,
of you.
It's okay.
I
but
keep forgetting
Bumby
to
probably
ask
have
the other
a,
one.
It's not us. It's
some paranormal version of like a Cobalt Mouseberg 550 with a pistol grip, extended barrel, probably like a side saddle for extra ammo. And
your voice changes a little when you talk about that gun.
That's his character.
Oh God, I'm so
that's
sorry.
Bumby.
I'm so sorry. Okay, so sorry.
And no. and pass that pepper.
Yes.
Pass that pistol.
Yeah.
You could adapt yeah. it. You could adapt.
That's
it.
What the pepper. It's yeah. like a pepper shot.
The pepper mill could be a pistol. Yeah.
Okay.
I like it.
And Brian.
Just something I'm cooking up in my lab. Yeah. Brian, what's your dream gun?
Oh, I was wondering if anyone was going to ask me. I'm glad someone finally showed up.
Yeah. A bunch of people did. Everyone yeah. asked you.
Oh, no. I was just waiting. It's so funny. What kind of gun? Probably, Sun Mother 38 with a click on. Cap and
wow, the
one
sun
of those that
mother.
I would get a Sun Mother and
wood
and,
furniture on that thing. Or are you going aftermarket? Some kind of Hogue molded plastic.
I think I would do some sort of aftermarket DIY BOBY.
Yes,
DS DLL DLSR internet. I think I would do, and then you know what I mean?
Can I tell you what I do? TLDR.
Are you saying that what I said was just too long?
Yeah,
I'm talking too long. I didn't.
I get passionate. I get passionate.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Hey, look, I asked the question.
Right, you did. But son, I would say my son mother. Yeah,
son mother.
Son mother. Aftermarket DIY. Yeah. No wood furniture on that thing.
Something about being the mother of a son. And that's honestly like those are the strongest people
bonds.
In the world.
Why
and
do you think yes. I like Rana so much?
The people that are mothers to sons or sons?
The people
to
that are mother yes. Like mothers are like strong, but like the mothers of sons especially. Like that's
yes.
the you energy that I want.
Because let's
gun.
Face it, you're not really a mother if you have a daughter. You know?
Because you're just a couple of girls.
Right. That's yeah.
You're
just two
buddies.
Girls.
Yeah.
That's actually just buddies. It's called right. being buddies.
Yeah. That makes right. sense. Yeah.
Yeah.
And we always like to try and bring Kevin
oh,
into the
Kevin,
show.
Oh, so Kevin, yes.
He has
of course.
If he has a dream gun, we can hear. Oh, I would love to hear about that.
Mine is a wand. And when I say my special okay, spell, okay.
it shoots again. Bullets.
Shoots bullets.
Huh.
Yeah.
That does feel very on-brand for Kevin.
It's hard to get
it?
On his side, isn't it, Ron?
Yeah. Yeah. He's so Hufflepuff. Side. It's hard to get on his side.
Kevin talks a lot about Cho Chang. Is
what's
like,
that?
That's the character from Harry Potter that's like his girlfriend for a little while.
Okay. Yeah.
It's awful. It's awful the way yeah. he... Just how much he like talks about like this and like the different spells.
The spells that they would use on each other if he was at Hogwarts is like
right.
really, really. He's thought about it so much.
What would the wand look like? I am actually curious. Is it just literally a stick?
It looks exactly like a gun.
Oh. Yeah. Right.
But it is a wand.
Yeah. It's firing spells.
Right. Okay. I like it.
So now
I like
it.
Okay. Now I think we can market that.
Where can we hear
the show?
Ears. That's a good place to start.
Right. Oh, okay. Hey, I don't love you coming at Hayes like that, but even I got to give it up when you score one on the champ.
And I've always waiting for someone to do that. It's like, where can we... listen like to the show and it's like in your ears, you know.
Yeah, no, he wasn't surprised to hear it. He always is yeah. waiting for someone to do
yeah,
it.
Yeah. But
still was cool.
Well, that's an old Boston zing, of course.
That's very regional. Yeah. Very
I'd love
regional.
It.
It's a very regional Hayes response to where can I listen to your podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's been around forever.
Oh.
All right. Should we do one piece of advice One advice question, and then we'll you know, hear all about your stuff, and then we'll leave.
Okay.
And then we'll be done.
Who's doing the advice question?
We're going to ask you.
You ask us.
Okay.
And we can ask Kevin for help because we are still developing the character.
Well, Rana, maybe we could do like one that we've answered before just to see what their take might be.
Okay.
I could just briefly say something about like either the Airbnb thing or what
that's
do you think?
A good one. Yeah. We could do Airbnb. That's an uncomplicated one. So that, but you're gonna have to try and remember.
Or the dog and the wine. We could do that.
The dog and the wine.
Yeah, you don't remember? Or the vodka?
The dog and the vodka.
Oh my gosh,
a little sleepy
yawning.
Listening to the process. The uncle.
Oh, the the dog and the wine. That was good. I think you just have to try and recreate. I think you should do the Airbnb one, but you should try and recreate it if you can.
The Airbnb one, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Well, what I can even do is I can pull up the question.
What kind of filing system have you got there?
WeWork.
Fascinating. I'm impressed.
WeWork.
You rented a WeWork to file your
any question that you can find, Brian, that you like, I'm happy with.
Okay, let me see here. While I'm finding it, like, what's new with you guys?
We're just waiting for the question.
Like, have you guys seen any like children in movies?
So we're not doing the Airbnb one.
We are. I'm trying to find it.
Is, have we seen any children in movies?
I'm just trying to find conversation topics until I can pull this up.
Well, I'm nervous to answer this.
I'll find it for you. Hold on.
Okay.
And
well, that doesn't mean stop looking, dear.
I am still looking.
Yeah, I just...
I need to know why you want to know if I've seen children in movies before I tell you.
I don't need to know. I was just trying to think of something that everyone could talk about while I find that email.
Well, I don't think you did a good job. Well, I think you should have kept thinking because that...
Who's leading the workshop here? That's what I want to know.
Me too.
I don't know.
I want to know too.
Kevin,
okay, fine.
Can you help me with
what adults have you seen in movies lately?
That's great.
Okay. What a really good question.
Yes.
Thank you.
Wow. Jason Patrick.
Mm-hmm. What'd you see him in?
Narc.
Okay.
Okay, hey. I found it.
Okay, you want to forward it to me? Or do you want to read it?
No, I'm going to forward it to you. Hold on.
Rana, I will say this, and I hate to brag like right at the end of your show, but Rana says I'm a really good reader. So
he is a terrific.
That's really nice.
Yeah.
Terrific reader.
We should do that stuff for each other, Ace.
Compliments?
Yeah.
All right, dear. There you are.
The most refreshing mint there is.
It should be on the bottom of that email that I just
did. You send it to my email, Rana?
As opposed to?
Well, the Ask Rana email?
No, that's where I found it, dear. And then I forwarded it to you,
Brian,
person.
Brian, you're kind of the admin of the Ask Rana email?
I know, but see, usually I do this in my WeWork.
It doesn't seem that way.
Okay, you ready for it? Here we go.
This is an actual question that we received.
I know.
Okay. Oh, so this is the one on the bottom. Okay, here we go. This was
the very at the bottom, I believe. Yeah.
Yes. Okay. I'm writing to get clarification on something that happened to me and my partner and to see if our response to a bizarre situation was appropriate. For Thanksgiving this year, my partner's family rented a house for everyone in a very small beach town.
This was pre-pandemic, so people understand.
My partner and I like to sneak up to this charming town in the summers and thought we'd simplify our traveling and stay somewhere else.
Sneak up.
Sure.
The town doesn't suspect a thing.
The town doesn't know what's coming.
That makes it a getaway.
That's true.
The town never sees.
And we thought we'd stay somewhere else one night on our own the night before everyone got to town. We struggled to find.
Very sneaky.
Remember,
this question is for Bumby and Sticko. So,
yeah. Oh, that's right. So you guys better
character. Bumby and Sticko are getting ready to answer.
Yeah. Bob.
We struggled to find dog-friendly accommodations on a holiday, and luckily we were able to reserve a lovely carriage house. Mm-hmm. This is where things go off the rails. When we got to the property around 7 p.m., no one was home. I called the owner's cell phone number he had given me, and it went to voicemail. Being that it was dinner time the night before Thanksgiving, I assumed he was out with friends. I walked back to the carriage house, and the door was unlocked. The heat was on. The bed was bare, but pillows and sheets were stacked neatly on the footbench. I went back out to the car and let my partner know that it seemed like the room was half finished, but maybe that's just how this single guy ran his rental. As we were unloading the car, a neighbor walked over and asked if we knew the owner. We said no, we were just renting the house. That's when the neighbor let us know that the owner had died suddenly that morning. He went on to say we should still stay in the house anyway and gave us several recommendations for dinner. We were shocked but weren't sure what to do. On the one hand, it was freezing and we were 3 hours away from home and another several hours away from my partner's parents' home. We had our dog and we knew we weren't going to be able to find another place to stay in town. On the other hand, it did feel incredibly inappropriate to stay there. We had some back and forth and decided to stay. We went to dinner and were in bed early. We got up very early the next morning to grab coffee. While we were walking our dog, we bumped into the neighbor from the night before. We chatted about the place we'd gone to dinner on his recommendation, and we felt better about our decision to stay. However, when we were packing up, a different neighbor came by. He seemed agitated that we were there and gave us the number of one of the owner's friends to call regarding our checkout. We felt terrible. He was distraught. I stripped the bed, put things back how I found them, and texted the friend on our way to the driveway. The friend and I had some back and forth. I extended sympathies for his loss and thanks for the warm place to stay, and he seemed generally unfazed by the fact that we'd stayed there. My partner and I keep discussing it. We're not sure it was appropriate to stay there. Please weigh in. What would you have done? Would you stay in an Airbnb where the owner had died that morning?
WYD.
Okay. I think Bumby can field this.
Okay.
I wrote this.
Shit.
The character? So I can't answer. Yeah. So I can't answer it.
Wait, but that's...
Because this was me.
It was Bumby.
This is me.
You stayed Bumby, huh? How do you feel about it now?
Well, I mean, I feel better now knowing that the owner was a really bad guy.
So on your advice show, you would write in questions for yourself?
Unfortunately, that's the one that came up was one that I had written in.
Oh, so wow.
He stayed there as like revenge. So he thinks that it was disrespectful, but he's glad.
I am worried about this show. I just want you both to know.
Let Sticko try first. Let me go in and see how Sticko would respond to this.
Yeah. Okay.
Don't ask me to read it again because I can't.
Okay, I was waiting for you to.
Oh, okay, no. To read the entire go ahead with that.
But I guess I'll just go off what I sort of what I remember.
Remember, yeah.
What? Slimer's wife has been eating pets? Powering up.
Right.
Slimer's wife, stand down now.
Rana.
You force my hand.
Brian, I was deeply Rana. Worried. When we came on the show, I was deeply worried.
Yeah.
That we were doing an advertisement for their new advice show.
Well, I'd be worried too. Walther P22 yeah. doesn't have that sort of automatic kind of machine gun
That's
firing capability.
That's the side saddle.
Can I give you guys the real deal?
Yeah.
The real deal.
Yeah, sure.
Like the Hollywood perspective.
Yeah.
Please, please.
Yeah. Yeah, of course.
Thanks, but no thanks. You're not cut out for it.
We're going in a different direction.
We're going in a different. Don't call us.
Because
we'll call
of
you.
For this episode?
Yeah. Don't call us. We'll call you. What you see is what you get. Don't judge a book by its cover.
What didn't you like about that?
I would love to hear one
Rana,
thing.
Rana, break it
and
down.
I'll tell
what
you
did you, what did you think was wrong with it?
I think my main problem was that it had nothing to do with the question.
Yeah, that was
life, Rana. That is how life works.
It wasn't in any way relevant to the concern of the listener.
It was completely authentic.
I don't doubt it.
And it's not
one second that was an authentic reaction. I don't doubt for a second.
And by the way, Rana, he said it's not like life. I can tell you right now, Mr. Rutherford, that the last time I ask someone.
My character's name is Sticko.
Oh, you're right.
He was just talking to Bumby. Bumby Rutherford.
Whatever.
Oh, that's right.
Okay. Whatever.
Oh, yeah.
In my head, you're sort of upper class.
My name's Sticko.
I forgot I took my wife's last name.
Right. Okay. In my opinion, in my life, I have never asked an advice question and gotten info about Slimer's wife. That has never happened in life for me.
So if you ask for advice, you would want the paranormal police to allow Slimer's wife to continue
eating
pets.
You got an emergency call. So what happens on 911,
got
Ryan?
Your answer.
You're just going through like your life and then like And
I don't.
Nothing.
I don't.
You call 911
about my inner life of my characters. I don't do that. I don't.
And
do
the
that.
Police say, "Look, I'm supposed to be reporting to a murder, but first let me finish." And you're being murdered. You call 911. They go, "Hang on, let me finish giving this guy advice about this Airbnb he stayed at. By the way, it's me."
Right.
I'm not even that conflicted over it anymore because I found out the owner is actually a bad guy.
Yeah.
And,
Yeah.
So he basically closed the book on it anyway.
It wasn't in the letter.
But they're not going to go report and help your murder or Mrs. Slimer eating your pets. Okay.
Mm-hmm. I got to be honest with you. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. Not one clue.
That's obvious.
But I think honestly,
it was depressing. That's how I felt about this episode. What's your advice show called?
Great question.
It put me in a low mood.
That's called Giving Up the Ghosts with Bumby and Stitko.
Yeah, that's cute. I kind of like that
that's
name.
Cute.
I will say that.
There is an apostrophe after given.
That's cute. I do. That you got me back now. I think that's kind of cute.
Is it on Apple Podcasts?
What isn't?
Great.
Oh, yeah, right. You can find Ask Grana anywhere. And we have a Patreon.
Our show, giving up
our
the
show.
Or
oh,
your
I thought you
show.
Were asking our show.
Your show. We
oh,
want to
I
know
thought
what
you
your
were asking
is.
Bumby where you had distributed the show.
No, we're
our
done
show
with that.
Is wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh.
Ask Grana with Rana and Brian, and it comes out on Tuesdays. And then we have a Patreon that comes out on Fridays, just like you two.
Yep.
Mm.
Yeah.
We have 19 shows.
That is the same.
Hmm.
Huh.
Well,
Saved by the Bell.
Yeah, bye.
Hollywood Handbook.
This week on the Patreon, Carl and Hassan discuss shoes, the boys update their wills, and the flagrant ones are mostly talking all things basketball. Check out the bonus podcast and videos of the full episodes, including the one you just heard with Rana and Brian at patreon.com/theflagrantones.
Hollywood Handbook. That was a HeadGum Podcast.